So as usual, one ring of the bell to start and three bells to finish. When we're doing a sitting practice, the first thing that we pay attention is to how we are sitting. The intention of any practice is to be as awake and alert as possible, and therefore we're choosing a posture that allows that to happen. And we pay mindful attention to this at the beginning of a sitting practice. So we're looking to sit in a position which will give us as much stability as possible, ensuring that we're sitting on the chair comfortably, and if we need some support in our back, having a cushion or something behind us, so that the spine can be as upright as possible, as alert and awake as it can be. And the head perched on top of our body, as upright as we can make it. And a good guidance is to imagine that our chin is level with the floor. That's the awake posture. And as far as the lower half of our body is concerned, as best we can, we're getting a position where the hips are slightly higher than the knees. Feet are generally apart, about a hip's width. And our hands resting on our lap, either one over the other or gently resting on the knees or the thighs. So once we've established our posture, we're gently turning our attention, as we did in the body scan, to our breathing. Once again, noticing where the sensations of breathing are most lively and vivid for us. In the abdomen area, chest area, or nostrils, where we notice the passage of the air passing in and passing out. And sometimes sitting is a little bit awkward for us, so standing is also fine, ensuring that we have some support behind us, standing in as comfortable a position as we can, doing our best to maintain an alert posture. Now allowing our attention to become aware of our breathing and its pattern here and now. What is the rhythm like? Fast, slow, deep, shallow, whatever is occurring is fine. We're not seeking to control our breathing. We're allowing our breathing to be as it is. And we are paying attention to it moment by moment as best we can. As we're sitting, we may become aware of our body, of maybe sensations in our body that might be a little uncomfortable. If this is the case, we're noticing these sensations with open and curious awareness as best we can, allowing them to be there. Maybe approaching the edges of something if it's particularly uncomfortable. Exploring the sensations a little bit. And if it's necessary to move, making the intention to do that, rather than relying on automatic pilot. And if we have had to move for any reason, returning to the breath as best we can to stabilize our attention and awareness. Bringing us back to the present moment in this time and in this place. And if the mind decides it wants to go for a little wander, which is what minds do, noticing this, noticing where the mind has gone, and gently guiding it back to an awareness of breathing. Now breathing on your own for a few moments whilst there is some silence in this room. And in a moment, this practice will be finishing, and the bell will sound. And once the bell has sounded, in your own time, opening your eyes when you're ready.